Everyone, it's Nikki Valentine. I'm so excited to be here for the Single Mommy Fabulous podcast. Shout out to Nicole and Adrian for bringing me on. And today I wanted to talk about Black women and mental health. I am a transformation coach and an author. I'm also a mental health and wellness advocate at Spotify in our initiative called Heart and Soul. So I'm super excited to talk about this today. Some topics that are near and dear to my heart. So just a little bit about what I do. I work with women of color to transform their pain into power, tapping into your ability to heal yourself and manifest the life of your dreams. That's what I'm passionate about, and that's what I love to do. So talking about Black women and mental health is dear to me because A, I'm Black, B, I'm a woman, and C, I've had mental health issues. So let's just start there. But I think there is a stigma around the strong Black woman that we can take anything, we can conquer anything, we can get over and get through anything. And unfortunately, because of that, it also translates to Black women having some of the highest rates of mental illness, which is, I think, a shame because people assume that we can take a lot, and it's not that we can't, but there is a negative repercussion to not having support, right? It's like I always like to say, I'm strong, but I don't feel like shouldering everything, right? So how does this happen in the Black community? How does that show up? I think there's a couple things going on. One is that, unfortunately, a lot of Black women don't have a support system, right? This is why I love the Single Mommy Fabulous initiative, because there's a lot of single, amazing Black women out there that are mothers and doing it on their own, which is not easy. That's a lot of responsibility. That's a lot of mental and physical energy. And to do that and not have support is super, super hard. Hats off to everyone that's doing it, because y'all are the real MVPs. So I think it comes from a lack of support system, the stigma against taking care of yourself and getting mental health care. So we're not really promoted to go to therapy or coaching groups or the spa or book clubs or any of these resources that will help us process what we're going through. Those aren't really promoted in the Black community. So that's another thing that makes it harder for us to have good mental health. And the third thing is a high rate of responsibilities. Black women through history have always been the mammy, the maid, the cook, the cleaner, the one taking care of the kids, the one taking care of the husband, the one taking care of the household. We tend to shoulder more responsibilities. Also, if you look at it, Black women are among some of the highest education and corporate working levels in the nation. So that means on top of doing all of that stuff, we also are in school, have several degrees, and probably have a really high pressure job. So what does that whole soup boil down to? It boils down to mental illness, mental distress, and it also goes down into your energy body and starts to cause dis-ease. And that's what I want to talk about, is the ways that we can tell we're having a hard time with our mental health. A lot of times as Black women, we don't even know what that looks like. Here are some of the symptoms. So the first thing is, a lot of times agitation is actually anxiety. So if you see a Black woman that, oh, it just seems like she's always snapping. Why is she always snapping? A lot of times that response is coming from a high level of anxiety, of feeling overwhelmed, feeling like you don't have enough help, feeling unheard. And that fear that has you practically vibrating comes out as a very agitated, angry energy. So we may be called the angry Black woman, but a lot of times it's because we're the anxious Black woman, and that's not being said. The other thing is, depression may not always look like what you think. So it could be isolating yourself from family or friends. It could be not doing those activities that you used to do, that you used to like. Maybe not getting yourself dolled up as you used to, because you're just feeling low and you're not feeling like there's a lot of value in it. Those are some of the ways you can tell that your mental health is under strain, right? Things like not pursuing goals, dreams, and things you used to be excited about. When you start to see women kind of putting that to the side and not feeling very energetic about it, that can be a sign of anxiety and depression too. So a lot of times we're suffering in the Black community and we don't even realize it. And one of the biggest ways this can happen is that stress and poor mental health can actually show up in your body. We're actually in PCOS Awareness Month right now, and it is one of the most highly diagnosed illnesses among Black women, and there's currently no cure, and a lot of doctors, quote unquote, don't know where it comes from. So PCOS is essentially polycystic ovarian syndrome, which means that your ovaries are producing cysts that are not only painful, but can also mess with your reproductive abilities. But it also has a host of other symptoms that can destroy your quality of life. And a lot of Black women are going through this, not realizing it's tied to stress. And here's how. I'll give you the super quick breakdown. We have hormones that are produced when you're stressed. Testosterone is one of them. The more that a woman is stressed, your body will actually pump out from your adrenal glands more testosterone. What happens when that's repeatedly happening over time is that now you have an imbalance where your estrogen levels are lower, your testosterone levels are higher, and that results in things like pain in your ovaries, growing hairs on your face or on your body. It's called hirsutism, where you grow more hair. Your own hair falling out from your head. Weight gain that you cannot for the life of you get off. Really, really heavy and painful periods. Periods that are inconsistent, that don't come often. These are all symptoms of PCOS. And it's this mysterious illness. I suffer from it. And people say, oh, where is it coming from? There's no cure. It's coming from stress. It's coming from your body literally taking on so much stress that it's now thrown it out of whack in the way that it functions. And PCOS can be super hard to deal with. They call it the thief of beauty, actually, because it makes your skin go crazy. You gain weight, you gain body hair, you gain facial hair. It's very, very, very hard, and it can be devastating for Black women to go through. Here's the thing I want you to know. At the root of that, at the root of most illnesses is stress. Not having the proper mental health care, right? I started going to therapy over a year ago. I go once a week with my insurance. It's only $30. It's one of the greatest things I could have done for myself because I realized there were so many conversations that I was holding in my chest that I couldn't have with loved ones, family, girlfriends, my partner, but I needed that energy to get off my chest. I needed the support. I needed someone to simply listen to me and tell me I'm not crazy. That cut down on my symptoms so much. The other thing is, if you're in a highly stressful situation, whether you find yourself with PCOS, anxiety, depression, any of those things, changing your diet is a huge way that you can help yourself. Food is information. When we're taking in a lot of processed foods, packaged foods, things that are high in sugar, that's actually destroying and breaking down your body's defenses against stress. When you cut those foods out and you replace it with green foods that are plant-based, you're now getting in oxygen, information, minerals, antioxidants, and things that are helping you cope with stress, helping your body process the stress that's already there. So that's kind of a line of defense. The third thing I want to mention is we have to get back to ritual, and we have to get back to seeding into ourselves. One of the biggest things that has helped me with PCOS is doing energy and spiritual work. So a lot of journaling, right? PCOS starts in the womb. We hold our biggest heartbreaks in the womb. Reflect on what are some things over your life that have hurt your feminine ego, hurt your womb, hurt your core, right? And start writing to process those things out. Things like burning sage, Palo Santo, having time to do rituals with yourself and use essential oils that will calm your system. A lot of those things are things that, while it seems physical, it actually helps with your mental health also. And I want to also add finally that it's not selfish to take care of yourself first. As Black women, we tend to take care of everyone else first, but I find that you cannot fill other people's cup if you don't have a full cup. So that's for us to pour into our physical health, to stay away from foods that aren't good for us, to take in more of foods that are good for us, to give ourselves water and sunlight, right? To give ourselves time for self-care and mental health. It's okay to go to therapy. It's okay to phone a friend or join a support group, right? Doing things that help calm your system and make you feel better will make you even stronger than you are now and than you're perceived to be. So I would say to any Black woman listening to this, it's okay to put yourself first, to put your mental, physical, and spiritual health first, because when we pour into ourselves, we have a fountain of love to pour out into everybody else. So with that, I hope that there have been some gems here that have blessed your spirit. If so, please share it with a friend. Again, I'm Nikki Valentine, transformation coach and author. You can find me online at The Style Shaman or at I Nikki Valentine or at www.thestyleshaman.com. I hope y'all have a beautiful day.